Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jay-Z's back. He is the Chief Home Officer. Chiefhomeofficer.com is his website, and he's an award-winning journalist and been a regular guest on our show for almost 16 years. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. So Jeffrey, and when you and I first started hanging out together on the show back in 99, I don't know if you probably don't remember this, but I started telling people, we did talk about this, because that was back in the day when BlackBerry still had not combined their phone and their email machine.
Right.
Remember that? You and I talked about that back then. So you had one of each one. And I didn't get a BlackBerry until it had both of them together. But in those days, I started telling my audience, if you want to see technological convergence right in front of your eyes, if you want to see the direction of Moore's Law in evidence in our lives, watch the mobile industry.
Right.
Watch phones. And I in those days I said, so before too long, your phone will be in your wristwatch. You'll push a button and it'll pull up a hologram heads-up display, and you'll work off of that.
Right.
Now everything except the hologram has come to pass, hasn't it?
It really has. It's almost like we're approaching Dick Tracy stage for those mm-hmm. for those older folk among us who know who Dick Tracy is. The younger ones, you know, Google it. But we're really seeing the emergence of technology that years ago was something that was whiz bang gee whiz, man, will that ever happen? Still waiting for the hover car. But we've seen that emerge, and now this week news has come out about and demos and product reviews are coming out about the Apple Watch, which is taking the device, making it smaller and smaller mm-hmm. to the point that it sits on your wrist.
Yeah. And the ads look cool. They got all these little pictures and icons on them. But have you been studying up on this? What is it? What do you think about this? Do you want one of these?
Well, that's an open question, and I will maintain an open mind about it. Yeah. But the short answer is no, or the short answer is not yet.
You know what's ironic? Think about this for irony. Of course, the kids, right? The young generation, they love Apple, right? Of course, I loved Apple before they were born. You did too. But the thing is that they love Apple, all the cool Apple stuff, but they don't wear watches.
I don't wear a watch.
I know you. They don't wear watches. My son, I couldn't give my son a nice watch because he doesn't wear a watch. He has a smartphone, right?
Right.
So isn't that ironic that the kids who don't wear watches may start wearing watches again?
It may be a whole cultural shift that we see going on with them.
Would that make them hipsters if they wore the watch ironically?
If they wore an Apple Watch?
They can't
go out and get a Tag Heuer or a Rolex. Right. It has to be an Apple Watch.
So what do we know about the Apple Watch?
Well, we know that it's being demoed now. It's a small multifunction watch. I mean, you look at the screen and it looks like a compact display of, and I'll just say, a smartphone.
It's an attractive looking watch too, isn't it?
I mean, it's not a pretty sharp.
It's not unattractive.
Jewelry. Yeah. It's a piece of jewelry.
It's a fashion thing.
It's a fashion item. Yeah. It's a fashion item.
Everybody knows what a fashion guy I am.
Absolutely.
You've seen my wardrobe, Jeff.
You should get seven, one for every day in different colors.
Yeah.
But what you find is that, it has what you're looking for from a smart device. It's a matter of whether it fits into your lifestyle. So, it's going to be a wholesale change. Even one of the reviews I read in the New York Times, I think it was, the guy was like, it took me like 4 days to come to grips with what this thing is all about.
Yeah.
Because it's just not what we're used to. It's not what we're expecting.
But I'm worried about the human form factor things. Yeah, I've been talking for a long time about what I've been saying, you know, pay attention. Once again, pay attention to smartphones.
Right.
Because we have the technology that we have. Moore's Law, as I started talking about almost 20 years ago, Moore's
right.
Law has come to the point where we could put a smartphone on something the size of a dime.
Right. Right.
But and with all the feature, with all the capability, but our form factor can't see it or punch it.
Right.
So that's the reason why smartphones have been getting bigger.
Yeah.
So why would we go to a watch that's smaller?
Right. And if you look at it, if you've got pudgy fingers, you're going to have a bit of a hard time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you can set it to, you know, if you don't have svelte fingers like mine, Model-esque hands, you know, I'm sure you can set it to different sizes if it's difficult, because the
yeah.
screen, for example, that I'm looking at is showing more than like 15 or 16 icons, the
really?
Buttons, you know, on the screen.
This thing doesn't come with a stylus either, does it?
I don't know that it does. You know, I think you're trying to poke away with your finger, you know,
yeah.
or you're finding a kid and saying, let me borrow your index finger, kid, and you pull it over so you can push the buttons on it. But, you know, I think it's a matter, like you said, it's, I think this
and
is
and forget
the first
texting
iteration.
On it, right? Of course, I guess,
I'm sorry?
Forget texting on it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's, well, now imagine, now this I don't know if it can do.
Yeah.
I don't, for the most part, I never text. I use,
yeah.
I have an iPhone and I use Siri. So
oh,
on,
yeah,
on
you're
Android,
Siri. You've
Iris.
Got this thing with Siri, don't you?
And
does Robbie know
I
about
it.
That?
If Siri were a woman, she'd
okay.
have a hard time.
Too much, too much information.
We're not going to go there.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
That's the place. Thank
come,
you, Jim.
Come back real soon. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. We'll have him back again real soon. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.